shelters. But both of them saying he had to meet with him eventually. He's going on a trip.
He's got one to discuss with the lawyer.
I just went to South America. He's anxious to see you alone.
No,
we've said that he wants to be here.
Don't you think that's the way to do it?
Absolutely.
I think Barker's.
And so does Shelton's.
Broken his pick. Shelton's shelter is under broken his pick and seeing me alone. So if Shelton's agrees with it, that's fine.
Consumer price index is
3 points.
Yeah, you got that. We're, and food is down.
Yeah, I know. Got the history.
We're going to go with light on, growing on,
because they're worried about it.
Because it's going to be monumentally up next month. They're afraid it would be in this month, but it miss it. But it won't. There's no way it miss it next month. Food apparently will be up 3% next month. Meat. They're concerned about the press commission's meeting today. There's been a lot of flurry about that on the basis that they may take action on food prices and all. But the concern is that they not take unilateral action out of concert with us and that we have a problem dealing with. And Rumsfeld feels that he's got it basically under control and that they won't do anything apart from us, or that would embarrass us, or without our knowledge. They're still working on that, this whole thing of what we do. And they've got a range of options, and they've got in and come through the final shot. Church is, we have now know definitely, is going to put the 20% Social Security on the debt ceiling bill on the floor of the Senate. And Long's position on that is that if they do, which he is going to do, he's going to force them to put a funding provision with it. In other words, he's not going to let them just put the Social Security through without it. So I understand it can't be funded. So that's Long's strategy. Cold cocktail that comes up at the staff meeting, it hasn't even come.
I don't want to hear that.
Yes, done the same approach. Well, but he does once in a while, and he raises some good questions. He does more asking than telling. But it's very useful to have Mitchell there. There's nothing new. The question now about Mitchell's concern is the FBI. And there's the question of how far they're going in the process.
What do you think they have to do about, though, then, so as far as White House?
the only time they got to the White House is that this guy's name was in their books, Howard Hunt, and that Hunt used to be a consultant.
The White House.
At the White House.
And he worked for the CIA. He worked in the Bay of Pigs. I mean, he'd done a lot of things. What I'm getting at is that they can be isolated instances. I mean, the man's worked for various things.
We've got to be careful pushing that very hard. Because he was working on a lot of stuff.
For Colson, you mean? Well, that wasn't declassification.
No. It was about, among other things. That's what we said.
What did he work on that IDG thing, too?
Yeah, see, if they tracked that down.
He didn't. He didn't accomplish anything.
He's the guy that went out and took and talked to Dita Beer.
That's, I see. I don't know that. This comes to the Dita Beer contact.
Among other things. They've used it for all of us, apparently. It's like all these other things. It's all the fringe bits and pieces that you don't want to. That's why they have, and there's a very strong, I've challenged this question of Hunt disappearing. And they say there is no question. It's better for Hunt to disappear than for Hunt to be available. And there's no question that Hunt would be calling this.
Well,
the attractiveness of the Ehrlichman scenario or something like it is that you establish a reason and you establish an admission of guilt rather than just a presumption, and you cut out the thing before you establish the admission of guilt at a low level and get rid of it rather than letting it imply guilt up to the highest levels, which is of course what they're trying very hard to do. By they, the press, and the although it's incredible, Dan Rather comes on the news and says, well, it's been a tough week for the presidential candidates. We have the Republicans start with the complicity and bugging the Democrats, and we have McGovern in trouble with his radical views, and we have Hubert in trouble because he's lost his support. You know, he kind of ran, he stacked everybody up, which made him. I think our people have deluded themselves, and I have to a degree, in thinking this was a Washington story that would, you know, not be as much interest. The networks aren't going to let it be that. And they didn't have much of any interest on it. It just, you know, there's no new news. They're investigating those Cubans. They're bound to unrun some of these trains.
Thank you.
few other event principals in the Nixon stuff. And that's why, in a way, it
you can't push a lot of the Miami thing, can you? I mean, the Cuban thing, that's
well, yeah, you can't. That's, you lose that. It's a pretty flimsy.
You lose that.
You lose that if you bring Lily into it.
Sure.
That's one argument against it, because you could work to playing that, to Howard Hunt, all the other guys tied to Cuba.
That's right.
Except, well, no, you could imply, implicitly tie him. I was going to say, except this security guy, what's his name?
Well,
McCord. But he was a CIA agent for 19 years.
Sure, well, so he was hired for Christ.
Hunt was the tie to the Cubans.
He's the one that recruited the Cubans. You know, what a rip he was. Apparently, he said they were trying to imply that they had some plans to bug McGovern headquarters.
Well, I don't know. They found a plan of the. That's a pretty shitty bit of journalism, incidentally, which they haven't pointed out. And we shouldn't, but the committee can't. They had a plan that showed the layout of the ballroom area at the Doral Hotel, which is going to be the McGovern's headquarters. What the press didn't point out is that the Doral Hotel is also going to be the Nixon headquarters. They might, you know, we have a lot of plans at the Doral Hotel all over here because it happens to be where we're laying out our room arrangements. And that's true.
I don't know who can take it on, but who's over there at the committee that can do a little slam bang on that sort of thing? I mean, I think you ought to chip away at things of that sort that are so obvious.
Yeah, we should, and we will. I made a note of that.
No.
That's just a little.
Sure, I know, but I saw it in the paper. It shows you the little things that drop around.
But that, they've taken a very bad shot, but we got to be careful not to jump on it, a bad shot at Colson, which is going to bother him today, and then
yeah.
The Post runs a thing on the principals in the Democratic bugging
and running.